Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's the Pono Radio. It's the kind of the cakey Christmas party, after party kind of preview, kind of a whole lot of things wrapped up. We just thought we would kind of piggyback on this amazing event that we got to be involved with, and really, really kind of the beginning for us of, I can't think of a better event to really say to the world what Pono Radio is all about. Good evening. I'm Randy Zachary. If you are tuning in live, and I'm seeing some folks actually lining up in the queue, which is kind of interesting. If you're listening live, welcome. It is 4 o'clock on Maui. It is, I can do the math, 6 o'clock in California, and it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And our purpose here in the next maybe half hour or so, folks are going to be dropping in, dropping out, checking in, and we're going to be talking about Pono Radio, talking about the vision of Pono Radio, going to be talking about the hosts and the different shows. We've got, I love to say this, but it's true, it's a powerhouse parade of guests, or I should say hosts and shows. And as I look at the roster here on PonoRadio.org, I am pretty blown away about this gathering of eagles that that is on this show page. And if you are near a computer, just go to PonoRadio.org and click on shows and check out the shows that thus far the folks who are going to be helping us literally launch Pono Radio January. It is coming up, and we're awaiting. Sandy C is going to check in with us. She's been at the after party, the cakey after Christmas party, I should say. And there's a whole bunch of folks in the queue, so I'm just going to kind of open up the lines here for a minute and see who's there. I know Dave Ferguson, Mr. Breaking Barriers, is here. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Randy. I hope you are.
Yeah, well, aloha from California. You're in North Carolina. It's a little later there. Thanks for staying up.
Yeah. No problem. I'm excited I'm excited about this radio, and I'm excited to be connecting with the folks in Maui.
Yeah, man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun ride. I see another 704. Is that Deanne?
It is. Hello, aloha.
Aloha. All
right. How are you?
Deanne Shepley is with us, and she is the host of one of our shows called The Dance. And we'll talk to her in just a minute or two and kind of get an overview from her of what that show is all about. And then it looks like somebody else, but it's all looks like kind of a blocked-out number. Who else is on the line?
Hey, aloha. This is Athena from Maui.
Athena, the aloha method. Check it in.
How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Hey, let's dig in, because I know, Dave, you wanted to pop in, and you can hang out, obviously, but knowing you get up at, like, 0:30 to hit the gym, I know that, maybe I'll let you kind of go first here. Dave Ferguson, Breaking Barriers, the name of the show. And, again, you and I have done a show most of this year together, and so I kind of have a sense of where you're coming from, and I love it, man. I mean, you, I love your no nonsense kind of deal, man. It's inspiring. You know, there's a temptation for touchy feely types like myself to kind of, sit around and, well, why was me? And it's like, hey, dude, let's just go, man. Let's get it done. Let's Grant Cardone 10X this thing. So. Breaking Barriers, man. Talk to us for a minute about kind of just let people know what you're about a little bit. Kind of a quick background maybe, and just a little bit about, what you're about, and then we'll talk a little bit about what we kind of hope to accomplish in the next year on Maui.
Well, Well, thank you, and I appreciate you putting me on first because I do get up at dark 30. But hey, for the next 90 days, I'm not going to the gym. I'm going to be in the home gym because I start my P90X3 tomorrow. So that's going to be
nice.
We've got a big group of people that are doing it at home, and we're all connected, and so we're coaching them through it, and I reignited my home gym today, so it's waiting for me. So thank you. breaking barriers really is, you know, we commit to things, right? So we say we're going to do certain things, we tell ourselves we're going to do certain things, we tell other people we're going to do certain things. In my world, that's making a commitment to yourself,
yep.
to your tribe, to people you're helping, your customers, whatever it is. In my world, that's a commitment, okay? And commitment has to come before other things are provided for us before we can create strategy and energy and all that. We've got to mentally commit, and then, you know, pay, depending on your beliefs, and then God will provide the rest for us, right? And so if we make that commitment and really make that commitment, what happens sometimes is there are barriers put up for us, and so many of those barriers are mental for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, look, there are some physical barriers. There are some barriers of all different types, but so much of us as people, we put up limiting beliefs, and they become barriers to unleashing our greatness, really, and really acting on these commitments we make. And what happens over even a longer period of time is when you start failing at following through on these commitments, you actually put up barriers to even making commitments. I really just love helping people get to where they really want to commit to go. And often in my work, I've got to help them pull a lot of these barriers, you know, break some of these barriers down, and then actually help them build a bridge to where they want to go.
Mm.
And so, in the leadership world, that looks the same. I mean, we like to think that people get put in leadership positions, or people build or buy their way into a leadership position, so they buy a company or they're placed in a leadership position. We like to think that they wouldn't have any barriers, but that's just very untrue. You know, I work with a ton of leaders that we've got to break barriers all the time, over and over and over again. So.
Yeah,
that's what I love doing, and with the right combination, it works.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mentioned to you Eric Blair, one of the guys, kind of Mr. Tweet King, social media guy on Maui, listened to. A show recently we did, not this past show, but the week before last, and talking about mindset in 2014 and all that good stuff. And he really enjoyed it, man. And so, you know, I kind of teased him. I tweeted and said, so, you know, what about some leadership stuff, you know, this year on Maui? And he said, always a need for that. So we're excited about it. I love the idea. You and I have talked about, kind of meeting at the intersection of the idea of Pono, which is doing what is right, one of the meanings, and the whole kind of the other extreme of the kickback thing, you know, in Hawaii, which is kind of I no kea, you know, that whole deal. And you'd said something to me when I was describing kind of the landscape on Maui and in Hawaii, and, you know, mindset wise, and it's true. You can't hold the two. You can't believe in both of those, right? You can't believe in Pono doing what is right and, I don't care. You've got to care, you know, if you want to do what is right. So we're going to kind of
if you don't care about where you're going to go in your life and your business and your relationships and your health and everything. If you don't care, who does?
Yeah.
You know, and I get, I mean, look, take, I think you should take one of those days every week, you know. I would say, yeah, take one of those days every week, but not seven of them. And I think, I think it, not just Hawaii. I mean, it's fairly common around the world. And so, you know, guys like me, you know, sometimes we look obsessed, you know, like, just like, you know, in, like today would have been one of those days for me that, you know, I think you, I don't want to say the wrong way, but it sounds like I don't care, right? Today would have been one of those days for me, but if you were to look and see what I accomplished, you would be like, okay, no, that wasn't one of those days. But for me, it was. You know, I went at about 50% of my normal speed today.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Sunday, man. Day of rest.
Yeah, right, right. It's a Sabbath. And so, but there was, you know, great energy around the day, and some, I got some things done. I didn't check off a list or anything today, but, you know, so I think that, you know, it's kind of that whole thing. It's like everything in moderation.
Yep.
Right? And, you know, I know I can appear to be obsessed the other way sometimes.
Mm.
And so I have to work on the opposite. And, you know, but I'm really, really looking forward to, you know, to really talking to folks on Maui and understanding how that is in the culture somewhat. And talking to them about what's their appetite for changing that a little bit, and you know, look, I can't fly over from, you know, North Carolina and expect to come in and change the culture of a city or a state. You know, I'm not that crazy, but I believe from a leadership, you know, from a leadership angle, we can make people understand leadership more and develop more leaders, and I think the leaders there can make some culture changes and some mindset changes amongst the people.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And you know, I think it's going to be exciting. Going to be, I'm excited. I mean, things keep lining up today. Some more things lined up, and we're excited. So, Dave Ferguson, Breaking Barriers. Again, his website, AskCoachDave.com, and the show is Breaking Barriers, and you can check that out on Blog Talk Radio. And there's a ton of powerhouse parade of guests on that, you know, for the last year on that show. So, Dave, looking forward to it, buddy. Thanks for for checking in.
Me too. Thank you. I'm looking forward to working with everybody.
All right, buddy. Dave Ferguson from North Carolina, and he's checking in, and it's going to be cool. Let's work our way down the board here, man. This time is going to fly, and I think we're still waiting for Sandy C to check in. I knew it'd be difficult to unplug from a place you've been at for 3 hours broadcasting live, and then just to walk out of the building, going to be a little difficult. So let's work our way down the board, and Athena, if it's okay, we're gonna talk to Deanne because she's on the East Coast as well, and I know it's getting toward bedtime there. Hi,
absolutely.
Deanne, aloha.
Aloha, how are you, Randy?
You know what? Doing really well. Excited about, again, as I said, I look at this lineup on our show page and some amazing stuff. Now, your show, by the way, your website, DeanneShepley.com, and the name of your show is The Dance. I've been waiting to ask you about that. So tell us about The Dance.
Well, we're definitely not going to be dancing, that's for sure. But I know. Well, we could definitely integrate that later. But you know, I was just really inspired because I grew up as a dancer, not a competitive dancer, but really a student of the art. And when you look at the definition of dancing, it really means to create movement and to engage. And so for me, it just tells a story in a rhythmic movement, in a creative way that lets us and allows us to express ourselves and release negative energy, which then creates positive energy. So, you know, it's just really a way to engage and perform, and that's basically what I want to show people and empower people to do is just engage and perform in every area of their life. And there's a song out there by Garth Brooks, and I'm sure everybody has heard of it. It's called The Dance.
Yeah. Oh,
yes, yeah. And in it it says, I could have missed the pain, but I'd have to miss the dance. And it's so true because life is about those experiences, those great experiences and not so great experiences. And if you don't have them, then we can't grow. And so I'm all about teaching you how to grow in every area of your life, whether it's through a negative experience or a positive experience. And, you know, we'd all be so boring if we didn't dance, whether it's, you know, the two-step or just fumbling over your feet as you go and learning as you go. So I was just really inspired to just name it The Dance. So I'm excited to see where it goes. And I'm also going to be doing a segment for women, specifically for women, to really teach them how to find their purpose and to really thrive in a space of ease and not be so driven by adrenaline and just to really, So I'm very excited about that too. So I'll integrate the both of them together and just really see where it takes us.
I saw you were at a conference with we posted that picture on the Pono Radio Facebook page of you and Jamie Lee Curtis. That was cool.
Oh, yes, that was very cool. I actually got to have a few words with her for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and also she spoke to us on a you know group level, but I was able to sit down and speak to her personally, and she is an amazing, amazing woman. She really knows how to just to really thrive. She was in a state of surviving, like most of us are, and she has really learned to be in a state of thriving, and she's taking her life, turned it around, and doing great things. So it was really an honor to meet her.
Well, very cool. Again, DeanneShepley.com, the website, and The Dance is the name of the show, and I love that. I'm inclined to even kind of break that down more. I know we've got to move on, but my goodness, you brought out the idea of energy and rhythm and all of that in life, and that's all important. And you know, it really is. So I'm anxious and looking forward to. Oops, I can't be anxious. I need to relax. Okay,
that's right. Everything happens with ease. It might not be easy, but it should happen with ease.
too much coffee today, but I'm looking forward to you unpacking that. You know, that whole kind of concept as those all kind of weave in together. And thank you so much for being a part of our team, and thank you for staying up so late tonight.
Oh, yes, it's my pleasure. It was great talking to you. I hope you have a wonderful Christmas party tonight.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Deanne Shepley. Okay, and she's, again, one of our hosts. It's called The Dance, and very, very cool. Looking forward, again, to that, and had her on some of the shows that I've done this past year on other networks, and just really enjoyed her presentation, and I'm really pleased that she's joined the team. And again, the Pono Radio broadcast team, if you look at PonoRadio.org and just click on shows, you'll see this just really amazing group as I look at it now, an amazing group. And we're going to tell you about the other shows here in just a minute as we await Sandy C. And let us go to Maui, Hawaii. Athena, how are you?
Aloha, Randy. I'm doing really, really great. Thanks. How about you? How you doing?
I'm doing better now that I'm with you guys, my tribe, my ohana.
We absolutely love you. We are so
my family.
Excited just to see Pono Radio unfold over the past year and begin our actual launch it really is just so exciting. I can't even tell you.
Yeah, well, you've been instrumental in keeping this dream alive. I returned from Maui just about a year ago, you know, was telling you about this idea that I didn't want to give up on, and called Pono Radio. And I know without a shadow of a doubt God used you to encourage me that this was, you know, a dream that's, you know, his dream, and that we need to push on, and you were very instrumental in that, and I thank you for that. And
absolutely.
Again, you were a huge part of the Maui Miracle Tour My goodness. I mean, just the whole cakey party thing we did today with Sandy was, we were talking about it today, Sandy and I was, you know, it was you introducing me to some BNI people who introduced me to some Rotary people who, you know, met Joe Pluta who talked to me about, you know, Pastor Lucky and the kids. And he said, there's kids on Maui sleeping in bushes and in cars. And I went, what?
Yeah.
What? There are kids. And tears streaming down his face. He goes, I'm sick and tired of kids sleeping in bushes. And I went, okay, I think we got our first assignment. We got to stop
yeah.
that. You know?
So awesome.
So anyway, talk a little bit. I see Sandy's on the line. And,
all right.
Let me,
Sandy C.
Let me see it. Let me see if I can get her on the line here real quick. And I want to get back to you, Athena, in a minute here.
Absolutely.
Hey, Sandy. Hey, Sandy.
Hey. Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
I bet you're wired. Are you wired?
I am wired. I'm very, very fulfilled right now. My cup is overflowing.
I bet.
It's just an amazing day. I mean, everybody was a huge hit. There was a line out the door. I think our group of three people face painted about 350 faces today.
Wow.
Yeah, it was just a huge hit, and Kimmy and them, her team was awesome. I mean, next year we're going to definitely have more people go back next year to handle the flow. So, but
yeah.
It was really good. They did an amazing job, and it was a really, really great event today.
Yeah. I bet you're super, I know you must be kind of that mixed emotion. You're kind of probably physically tired and emotionally wired. So it's one of those, you know, probably the way
yeah.
I used to feel after a football game. You know, you're exhausted, but you're like, whoa, that was awesome. You know? So.
It was very, very cool. The guy who won the Blue Hawaiian helicopter ride actually was the videographer for the whole event. So
sweet.
It was really cool how that worked out for him and how they did that. So I was really, really stoked.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now, we've been following you on Twitter, and for those who want to see pictures and hear, you know, hear break-ins, hear some of the live shows that she did today, you can go to on Twitter, at Sandy C. Maui, S-A-N-D-Y-C Maui, or you can go to PonoRadio.org, of course, Facebook page, we reposted audio there from her call-ins, and not all the pictures, because there were some amazing and lots of great pictures, but maybe we'll compile an album or something, because that said it all.
Yeah,
pictures
can,
worth a thousand
yeah, we
words.
Could put an album together on Pono Radio Network and just create a whole album out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, cool. And so I guess, you know, again, it sounds like they had way more than they even expected. They were thinking 300. It sounds like they had more like 400 kids.
Yeah, they had a lot. You know, they had food for 500, but I think Joe Pluta said there was about 350 to about 375 kids.
It was really
amazing. And we had some kids that showed up a little late, and we still had some gifts, so everybody got a present today.
Cool. Well, I'm gonna let you go. We've got a bunch of our show hosts on the line, and I know you've been talking
okay.
and stuff for a long time. I'm sure you want to get back up to beautiful Haiku.
Yes, I'm headed back there now. But yeah, thanks so much everybody for listening, and just go to Sandy C. Maui to catch the feeds. I posted them on there, and we'll put together an album for Pono Radio Network page.
Awesome. You rock. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Randy. Aloha. Uh-huh.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, so Sandy C. heading back up to the hills of Haiku. I love it up there, man.
Me too.
I really do.
It's like 10 degrees cooler in Haiku than it is anywhere else on Maui. It's so awesome.
Hey, so Athena, talk a little bit about your show. I want you to give us 2-3 minutes kind of an overview of your show. We have some other hosts on, but I know we kind of broke away, and I want to make sure you get to share a little bit of your vision for your program.
Absolutely. Thank you. Well, my show is called AM Radio, And I have a couple of different little features that I'm working on, but one of them is the Aloha Movement. And for our listeners who are not familiar with it's not the Aloha Movement like everyone doing the hula across the country or the world or anything like that, but I actually developed a method for my coaching ministry. I work with moms, I work with entrepreneurs, and I work with a lot of mompreneurs, which, by the way, I found out is a trademark. So I'm reaching out. I'm going to be interviewing the person who trademarked the word mompreneur, one of the original mompreneurs. So I'm super excited about that. She's up in Canada, and I'm coordinating time zones, and she's going to be a guest on my show. So really, really excited about that. Basically, the whole idea behind the Aloha Method is based on five simple principles and was developed specifically for my coaching ministry and my coaching practice. I'm a life coach that works with a lot of, like I said, a lot of entrepreneurs, and I find great joy in working with a lot of moms and moms that have an entrepreneurial spirit. I've been a mom with an entrepreneurial spirit for more than half my life and have really just found a lot of joy in breaking it down in a simple way that breaking life down in a simple way that enables me to really, like Dave Ferguson was saying just a few minutes ago, really getting past those limiting beliefs and really living our best life on a daily basis. So the five areas that the Aloha Method focuses on, first of all, focuses on really choosing an attitude of gratitude on a daily basis and on a you know, moment-by-moment basis sometimes. Sometimes that whole one-day-at-a-time thing just isn't broken down small enough. I mean, I can only speak for myself. Sometimes it's a little bit moment-to-moment. You know, it's not just one day at a time. It's one moment at a time. Things fly at you throughout the day. And when you're choosing an attitude of gratitude, that takes the rest of it and sort of puts it over on the shelf. And not that you're, I'm not living in some fantasy world here on the island of Maui thinking that, you know, being upset or angry or bitter or frustrated, you know, that that's not part of my reality. It certainly is, which is why I developed this method to begin with. It's just making that initial choice to go, you know what? Being bitter and angry and resentful and frustrated and stuck right now is not how I'm going to get the most out of my day and be effective in the lives of others, whether it's, you know, for my son or for my business, for my clients, for my husband, for my family. So the Aloha Method focuses, first of all, on choosing an attitude of gratitude. And pretty counterintuitive with the next step, and that is being a really fully engaged listener. And if I can paint a picture for our listeners, being a fully engaged listener is completely and totally the opposite of what we are as a culture doing today, which is oftentimes when we go, whether it be go to work or go to Starbucks or the supermarket or church or what have you, it's a group of us standing around in a circle, and we are all on our phones looking down, and we're texting and we're tweeting and we're Facebooking, and we are connected to the universe, and we are, and not that there's anything wrong with that, but occasionally we need to pause, and we have to give the people that are closest to us in our lives our full attention. If we are going to be a fully engaged listener, we're going to pick up on things in our children and in our clients and in our spouses and our people that surround us that we wouldn't pick up on if we were distracted by whether it be our cell phones or you know, a task that we're working on. And it's not even that we're distracted by things that are bad. It's just life. Life happens in the middle of us trying to make plans and do what's right. Life just happens. And sometimes life just punches you in the face. And again, I'm only speaking for myself. I mean, you know, cruising along, me, for instance, I'm a mom of a deployed Marine. Cruising along life, planning his 21st birthday, and really excited about him and his wife coming to Maui. Hadn't seen him in a really long time. Getting ready to have this big birthday celebration, and what happens? I get the phone call. Mom, I'm getting deployed. I'm not going to be home for my birthday. I'm not going to be home for your birthday or Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything for another year. And I was like, oh, well, practice your little aloha method now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, boy.
Talk about practical application.
Wow.
So I just, I really had to choose that attitude of gratitude. I really needed to be grateful that God has created my son in a way that is unique. He's gifted uniquely, and he's being sent somewhere to add value to the lives of others and protect our country. And he has chosen to make a sacrifice for his of his time right now for 5 years. And I'm proud of him. And but I did choose to be grateful at that moment. I was fully engaged listening to him. The next step in the Aloha Method is to choose to be other-centered and not be focused on ourselves. That really needed to come to play at that moment. I really needed to be focused on him. The first question out of my mouth was, how's your wife? Is she okay? The whole deployment thing is really difficult for me to wrap my mind around. And then it turns out there's like some 168-page manual, like 38 or 48 pages of which is how to prepare your family for deployment. So at least I know I'm not alone in that it's like, wow, you really need to mentally and emotionally prepare when a family member is going to be deployed in the military. It's really a big deal. So choosing to be other-centered. And then the next step in the Aloha Method is really coming from a place of humility and having a humble heart, really making choices that honor God and others and yourself during those tough times throughout the day when you are really going through it, whether it's you're overloaded at work and you have 128 emails when you walk in and your light's blinking with your voicemail, and then you have a full calendar that's back-to-back with no margins and people needing you and needing every moment of your time. How do you make a decision in that moment that honors God? Because that's, ultimately, if, the readers, the listeners that we have that do have a belief in a higher power or in God. My higher power personally is God, and I believe, I believe in Jesus. And really making a choice that honors my higher power, honors other people, takes them into consideration, but really honors myself as well, and that means not overextending myself, creating some margins in my calendar, in my daily life, having healthy boundaries with others, not saying yes to everything that comes along. And Randy, you know me. I will say yes all day to everyone because I want to help everyone.
Yeah.
So really need to put that into practice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I've had a lot of opportunities for some practical applications of this method, and an example of making a choice that is honoring to yourself, again, is just when you have people biting for your time, knowing your limits and knowing that if you have an internal sort of a check in your spirit or a, ooh, I'm not sure if I should commit to that, but you say yes anyway, that's an example of not having a healthy boundary and not creating margin in your life. So I really go into detail about that. And then and really just the difficulties in coming from a place of humility when everything in the entire culture we live in screams that it's all about us and that we deserve X, Y, Z, we're entitled, this air of entitlement, this whole culture of it's all about me and I deserve everything, it goes against all of that, goes against the grain, but super effective. And then the last area of focus in the Aloha Method is really making choices on a daily basis that add value to other people's lives. Add value to the situations that we are placed in on a daily basis, whether it be a conversation with our spouse, a meeting with our boss, someone that you run into at the coffee shop that you know from somewhere, or, volunteering for something in ministry or in the community. Really choosing to add value to other people's lives is a really important component of that. So that in a nutshell, is the Aloha Method, and it's taking off. It's really amazing how it really applies to every age group, every walk of life. I have people contacting me, you know, asking me for a written curriculum, and can they teach a study where they live that goes through those five simple principles. I mean, it's been really, really exciting. So that's it in a nutshell.
Very cool. Yeah, there's so much in each of those, and I love, again, that it's another repurposing of the word Aloha, you know, which is an amazing word. And I learned a lot about just that word in the you know, derivation. There's a big word, huh? Derivation.
Yeah.
Where it was derived from. There we go. On my last trip there that I had not known and don't have time now, but very, very cool. So, well, thank you. Thanks, Athena. I know you got to scoot along to a church event. And I know, is that tonight? Is that the kids thing? The kids
it
play
is.
Going on?
We have a play tonight, We Three Spies, and it's going to be amazing. We're really excited. We have a potluck. And my husband and I are going together, and our little church and our little barn has grown from, you know, 150 to 200 people. Now we have, on a regular basis, like 700 people. So it's really exciting, between 500 and 700, depending on if it's, you know, a busy weekend or not. So this season, this Christmas season, it's really exciting to see how many people we have and how many visitors we have coming from all over the world. So.
Well, and one of our show hosts, Nicole Allen, is, I guess she's in this play tonight. That's why she couldn't be on the phone. But
She is, her show is called A Sit Down in Paradise. I'm sure that our listeners are going to learn a lot more about Nicole. Her character in the play tonight is the evil... I want to say she's like the evil queen, or she's like the evil one, which is hilarious if anybody knows Nicole. Oh, my gosh, hilarious. She plays the evil one that, like, doesn't believe in Christmas or doesn't understand. She has some distorted view of the reason behind the Christmas season, and all these kids come along and make a difference in her life and somehow shed light on that. So I'm really excited to see it live. And I've really enjoyed my time here on the show, Randy, and I look forward to talking more with you this week.
Yep. We will see you and see you very soon.
Wonderful.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Randy, and to all of our listeners, and look forward to getting together with you more. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha. All right, Athena. Moberg, again, AM Radio, get it? AM Athena Moberg. Yeah, AM Radio. It's going to be awesome. And I've had her on a few shows as well in the past year. And just when you just got a taste of, you know, as she kind of broke out the word Aloha, it goes way down, goes way deep in each of those categories. And it's just really, really good stuff. So I do want to mention a couple of the other show hosts. You know, Athena mentioned, you know, the whole culture of narcissism, or, you know, what's in it for me in our culture. And one of our shows is the Me Addiction Show. And a good friend of mine here in California, he's actually a medical physician. His name's Dr. Glenn Villanueva, shoestringministries.org. And co-wrote a book with with a couple other folks. And it's all about, again, this culture of narcissism that we in America struggle with. So that's another one of the shows. Also, and I love the way this thing is broken out, because we've also got somebody in education, Dr. Lynn Wicker. She's going to have a show called Talking Education, be discussing a variety of educational hot topics and issues that impact schools, students, teachers, parents all over the country. She'll be interviewing guest experts on education, weighing in on topics. It's just going to be awesome. She brings her almost 30 years of experience in education as a teacher, principal, and superintendent to the show. And a lot of focus on helping parents and providing parents of students from early childhood through secondary education. So I know for a fact, having three kids who are now adults, how much help we all need in parenting. And Dr. Lynn Wicker is going to be going to be helping us in that. And again, the name of the show is Talking Education with Dr. Lynn Wicker. Mention the Dance with Deanne Shepley. Love that title. The Healthy Way Cafe with Dr. Rhonda Nelson, and she's, again, a nutritionist and amazing. Anyway, she's restorationhealth.net. And, again, you can see all of these names and websites on PonoRadio.org. Just click on the shows section. The Ice Buddy Show, Randon, these folks on Maui, Pamela Norris, they have an amazing product called the Ice Buddy that is amazing for disaster relief as well as just recreation, but it's kind of a new technology in essentially ice, what's the word I want? You know, ice, not buckets, but ice chests, if you will. Anyway, so it's an amazing program too, because I had no idea some of the technology and things that they've done now, again, for the elderly and the, you know, the disabled. And then, anyway, check that show out. Realty Universal Radio, by the way, Realty Universal Radio bringing us this show tonight. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, and I've hosted a show with her for a couple of years. She's been Oahu's number one real estate broker off and on for many years. She's just an amazing, amazing lady, very, very successful in real estate, and she's a part of this tribe. Everybody on this show that you've heard tonight is about adding value and giving back. And, of course, you heard Sandy C. Maui, a.k.a. Sandy Conway, and she'll be continuing to host the Pono Moment and other shows as well. Her and Athena will also be hosting the Pono Show as we get out and about, like she did today at the Keiki Christmas party. So when we get out and about at special events and take the Pono Show on the road, Sandy C. will be out at several of those, as will Athena and myself and Monica. And Deborah Wittig, Wakening the Warrior Within, is another one of the shows. I love that title, Wakening the Warrior Within. And her website is takeonlife.net, and it's going to be just about that, about wakening the warrior, about realizing that, you know, there is a time and a place for kind of the, you know, as I like to say, touchy-feely, you know, introspection. I mean, we all need that. It's important. I've been through years of counseling myself, and, you know, a lot of you know our story. Monica and I were hopeless, hopeless. We were youth pastors and Christian radio. Everybody thought we were, you know, A-OK, and we were broken inside and just about lost our marriage. And so began a journey of healing, and that involved a whole lot of counseling, a whole lot of therapy, both personal and, you know, and marriage. And so we've been through several, several types of therapy, if you will, from prayer therapy to just typical kind of counseling to just lots of stuff, and I believe in it. But I also believe there's a time where you kind of go, okay, you know, I've had a sufficient healing to start, you know, moving on and doing some things and taking action. And I think that's where Deborah's show, Awakening the Warrior Within, I think that's where that kind of a show, and frankly, a guy like Dave Ferguson as well, give you the kick in the derriere that you need when you need it. So we've got this amazing, well-rounded tribe of show hosts, and I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure how much bigger we're going to get it, to be honest with you. We'll see. We're going to be very selective about this, because as I look at who we have now, this is really an amazing group that I know God has brought together, and we want to continue to be sensitive to the messages that are being broadcast on these shows and the hearts, if you will, that really beat behind each of the shows. And, you know, even a show like Ice Buddy, where these folks are talking about a product, their intention, their heartbeat is to save lives. And it was born out of them seeing catastrophes and disasters where people needlessly died because they didn't have medicine. So even a show about a product on our network is going to be, is born out of adding value to other people. So that's kind of a lineup, and that's kind of it for tonight. Really, we wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of some of the folks who are going to be on our network, and we've partnered Kidstar Radio Network most recently, and we're going to be actually starting a sister station called Keiki Radio, which is Hawaiian for kids radio, and using radio again not only in schools to help with reading, writing, you know, self-confidence, speaking, which it does all those, but again, keeping kids engaged in school. You know, radio is just fun. And Kidstar Radio Network is involved in installing basically radio stations in schools nationwide. And we're going to be involved with that in Hawaii. And if you're interested for, you know, that in your area, absolutely, you know, give me a shout out, you know, email or Facebook or whatnot. I'd love to give you more information, hook you up with those guys, because it's a great program. So Keiki Radio, kind of a sister station to Pono Radio. Again, as evidenced by today's Christmas party, a big focus of what we're going to do is going to be, you know, helping kids, helping families. You know, Maui's Pono Radio, building strong families and businesses is what we're about. And we're doing that intentionally by broadcasting live at events like today. And again, we'll be out and about all over the island starting in January. And everybody who is on this network, whether they're on Maui or not, we consider them tribe. As we like to say, we consider them, you know, part of our ohana, which is Hawaiian for family, because really we all beat really with the same heart, which is to add value to others. So thankful again. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. Again, go to PonoRadio.org. You can check out our website there. Also on Facebook, it's Pono Radio Network. Pono Radio Network is our Facebook page. And you can actually there see a lot of the pictures from today, hear some of the call-ins that Sandy did and interviews she did with people. And you can hear Elvis singing in the background. It's pretty cool. So anyway, great time today. Again, amazing, amazing event, and we kudos to everybody involved with that, and thanks again to Sandy for her efforts, and Kim and her crew who did all of the face painting, you know, 350 kids getting their faces painted. But if you see those pictures, man, and the smiles, I mean, I literally wept today looking at that. So thankful for all of you who've been involved, and keep praying, keep playing. Pono Radio. Good night, everybody, and aloha.